Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're nearing the end of our look through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The last two books of the Bible that we studied was Revelation and Genesis. You know, I want to share this with you, then I'm going to share one other thing. And that will be in Hebrews next week. Genesis means origin or the beginning. The book of Genesis means the revelation means the unveiling, specifically of the future. So in Genesis, we have the beginning. Revelation, you have the end. In other words, Genesis is the book of commencement. Revelation is the book of completion. Genesis is the book of consternation. Revelation is the book of consummation. Genesis, you have the commencement of heaven and of earth. In Revelation, you have the consummation of heaven and earth. In Genesis, you have the entrance of sin and the curse. In Revelation, you have the exit of sin and the curse. In other words, in Genesis, God invokes the curse. In the book of Revelation, God revokes the curse. Well, in Genesis, we see the dawn, the beginning, the dawn of Satan and his activities. In the book of Revelation, we see the doom of Satan and his activities. In Genesis, we see that the tree of life was relinquished. It was removed. It was taken out of the way. Remember in the garden? We talked about that. In Genesis, the tree of life was relinquished. Well, in the book of Revelation, the tree of life is regained, is placed back in operation here on this earth. We read in Revelation 22 about that tree of life. And by the way, I believe that to be literal. The same literal tree that was in Genesis, that same literal tree that will be in Revelation chapter number 22, where we will have a right to eat, a partake of that. And we read that in Revelation chapter number 3. He that overcomes will have the right to eat of the fruit of that tree of life. I can't wait to see it. It'll be something we can't even imagine. Again, we talk about Archie and Jill have that fruit and all that wonderful fruit. And there's a new fruit that's coming out. It comes out in January. It's one of my favorites. I started eating it last year. It was developed in Japan. It's called a sumo orange. How many of you ever heard of sumo orange? Oh, Jill, they are so good. But you talk about expensive. They peel like a, even better, Ted, they just fall apart. They're seedless. They're so sweet. They're about this big around, and they have a big old belly button. Navel sticks up about that tall. And you tear that plug off. It's the best fruit I've ever had. But boy, you go to Publix when it comes in, it's like $2 for one of those little. So you eat it and enjoy it and savor every bite of it, you know. But I'm telling you that nothing was compared to what God has prepared for us. There's 12 manner of fruit on this tree that every season it will bring forth its fruit. And I just can't wait. I take that literally. And there will be people here on this earth that will be living in their physical bodies that we read in Revelation 22, that they will not only have the right to, they'll have access to it. And the Bible tells that the leaves of that tree were for the healing, the health of the nations, of the people, and they'll never die. God put that in that program of eternity, that eternal continuum, that they'll have the right to that tree, access that tree. In their physical body, they will live forever. Let me tell you, in eternity, there'll be three types of orders. There'll be the angelic order. In that angelic order, we encompass all of them. There'll be the seraph, the seraphim, the cherubim, all the others, you know, that four beasts, the other things that we read about in the book of the Revelation, and all the angels. You know, there's different types of angels and all. Anyway, we'll put that in the angelic order. I believe there's going to be some things, beings that God's created we've never seen, never heard of, and we're going to see them. We'll put them in that angelic order. All of those were for his glory, for his worship. Second will be us, glorified people. We will never be an angel. You ain't one now, and you sure ain't going to be one later. Okay, that ain't good English, but we're not going to be angels. Sometimes we read on gravestones that the little baby or somebody died, going to be an angel, and it's a sweet little thought. But no, he's going to be better than the angels. We're going to read about this in the book of Hebrews. At the beginning, he's made us a little lower than the angels, but when we get to heaven, we're greater than the angels, okay? So don't lower anybody down to the standard where they're going to be an angel. No, they're going to be greater than an angel. Are you following? There's that glorified order. We're going to have a body like Christ, 1 John chapter 2. We shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. We will have a body like Christ, a glorified body, a perfect body. Then the third group of people, order of individuals, will be those who are in their naturalized body. In other words, they will live forever in their physical body. That they've lived through the tribulation period, they lived through the millennial period, and they will live in eternity in their physical body. And we talked about this, and I don't want to get caught up in that. But I take that tree of life very, very, very literally. It will be regained. In Genesis, death makes its entrance. Because of sin, death came. Death makes its entrance, we see in Genesis, there in the garden. In the book of Revelation, death makes its exit. In Genesis, we see the beginning of sorrow. In Revelation, we see the ending of sorrow. In Genesis, we see paradise lost. But in Revelation, we see paradise regained. For the next 5-10 minutes, I want to give you, again, this thing about the imminent mentality. There's so much confusion among Baptist people about the coming of Christ. And I don't want anybody as a member of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church be confused or have some false doctrine come in and say, well, the Lord can't come until this takes place, until the Antichrist or until the seals or the fourth seal, the fifth seal, or whatever you would believe. No. Let me tell you this. That there are over 318 times is mentioned about the Lord's coming. Every 1 in 25 verses on the average in the New Testament, something is speaking about the Lord's coming. It speaks more of his 8 times more of his second coming in Scripture than it does his first coming. And here we're celebrating today his first coming. Christmas, you know, not that he was born, I won't go into that, but he probably wasn't born December 25th, but neither here nor there. We celebrate that day for the birth of Christ. Well, his second coming is mentioned 8 times more in Scripture than his first coming. So let me ask you a question. Was his first coming important? Isn't it interesting? His second coming is mentioned 8 times more than his first coming, which tells me his second coming is even at least as important. You know, I won't go into all the arguments there, but the Bible itself is 8 times more than second coming. The imminent mentality, I have 9 things here quickly. It's a sermon that I worked, and I won't preach it this morning. I want to just give you the outline. I put this sermon together years ago when I was in Kenya, Africa, as a missionary. And there had been some teaching over there about the Lord's coming, and some of the preachers started believing that, well, they're going to go through parts of tribulation. Also, I went through a whole series with them preacher boys about what we've talked about here. And I put this together. Okay, I want to give it to you this morning. Our imminent mentality, it will affect our attitudes and our actions and our altitudes concerning the Lord's coming. The word imminent does not mean that he would come, but that he could come. It's overhanging, it's overshadowing that he could come at any moment.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us for our World Missions Conference, a week of revival at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this week, January 23rd through January 27th, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We have special music, missionary reports, and speakers each night. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.